Okay, let's unpack this. I want you to picture a supermarket, but instead of five aisles, there are like 5 million aisles.
Wow.
And instead of a few empty spots on the shelf, every single inch is just packed tight with products.
That is a terrifying image. It sounds like an anxiety dream, honestly.
It kind of is, but it's also the reality of the internet right now. We used to talk a lot about the attention economy, right? But I was reading through the research for today's deep dive, and there's a phrase that really stuck with me. We are living in the content saturation economy.
It's a subtle but really, really important shift in perspective.
Right, because the barrier to growth today isn't distribution. It used to be you had to fight to get on the TV schedule or on that physical shelf.
Sure, shelf space was the commodity.
But today, shelf space is effectively infinite. You can upload 10,000 hours of video to YouTube or Spotify right now, and they won't stop you.
The shelf never gets full.
Exactly.
The bottleneck has moved. It used to be, how do I get this on the shelf? Now, the bottleneck is production capacity. If the shelf is infinite, how do you actually create enough high-quality stuff to stand out without, bankrupting your company?
And that is exactly where our two subjects for today collide. We're looking at a potential strategic marriage between two very different platforms.
Right.
On one side, we have HireNorm, which is this all-in-one technical recruitment platform. It's designed to cut the clutter, streamline hiring. And on the other side, AutoContent API.
Which is more like an industrial engine for content creation,
Yeah.
an API-first alternative to tools like, say, Notebook LM, but for heavy-duty automation.
So here's the mission for this deep dive. We're not just reviewing two tools in a vacuum. We're trying to
Right.
figure out the strategic synergy.
How they fit together.
Yeah. How could a recruitment platform like HireNorm leverage an infrastructure like AutoContent API to basically revolutionize how they and their users attract talent?
And attraction is the key word there. Because, we're moving away from just posting job ads. Posting is passive. It's post and pray.
Post and pray. I like that.
We're moving into an era of broadcasting opportunities. And the fascinating part is that the technology suggests you can do that for cents, not hundreds of dollars.
Okay, I love that distinction, posting versus broadcasting. So let's start with HireNorm. When I first looked, I thought, okay, another job board, but it's so much more.
It is. Calling it a job board is definitely underselling. It's more of an ecosystem. They call it a job portal builder, an applicant tracking system, or
Yeah,
ATS.
CRM, all rolled into one.
Exactly.
Yeah, I saw they have semantic search of resumes, which sounds fancy. What does that actually mean?
It's actually crucial for technical hiring. So traditional search is just keywords. You type Python, it looks for the word Python.
Right.
Semantic search looks for meaning. So I've searched for data science, it might pull up a resume that lists pandas and NumPy.
Ah, the library.
The libraries used in data science, even if the words data science aren't on the page, it understands the context.
That is a huge time saver for filtering. And I also saw they have a built-in coding interview platform.
Yes, supporting over 40 languages. This is a big differentiator.
Yeah.
Usually you have your ATS and then you send the candidate to like HackerRank or something.
It's a disjointed process.
Very. HireNorm keeps them in the same browser window. They find them and vet them right there.
Plus, they have pipeline analytics, knockout questions. I mean, it's very thorough.
It is, and their whole philosophy is efficiency. Hire faster, smarter. They even use ChatGPT to help generate job descriptions.
Okay, so they're already AI forward.
Great.
But here's the problem, right? You said efficiency. HireNorm is great at processing candidates once they apply, but the attraction phase is still incredibly noisy.
Precisely. You could have the best ATS in the world, the smoothest coding test, but if the best engineers aren't even looking at your job portal
Okay.
because they're drowning in content, what's the point?
You're building a Ferrari in a locked garage.
Exactly. And this is where AutoContent API comes in. And I want to be really clear here because the API part scares people.
Okay.
This isn't a chatbot. This is what they call headless content production.
Headless. Okay, that sounds a little ominous. Explain what that means for us non-developers.
Think of it like a ghost kitchen for a restaurant. A headed experience is you talking to a waiter, seeing a menu.
Okay.
A headless experience is just the kitchen. An order comes in from an app, the food gets made on a factory line, and it's sent out. No front of house.
I follow. So AutoContent is a ghost kitchen for media.
Perfect analogy. It takes inputs, URLs, PDFs, raw text, and it transforms them into broadcast-ready media. Podcasts, vertical video shorts, you name it. And it does it all through code.
And the thing that jumped out at me, I mean, really jumped out, was the unit economics.
It's the game changer.
Because we've all tried this. A single podcast, a professional video, you're talking hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
Oh, easily. $150 to $500 for a podcast is pretty standard. But AutoContent API, their claim is they bring this down to, what, 10 cents to maybe 4 euros per asset.
That is just, it's wild. It's orders of magnitude cheaper.
It's not just cheaper, though. It changes the logic of what is worth making. If a video costs $1,000, you only make it for your hero products.
Right.
If it costs 50 cents, you make it for everything.
So let's play matchmaker. Hire Norm, the efficient engine. AutoContent, the cheap content factory. Strategy number one, transforming the job description.
Okay, so the standard job post, it's a wall of text.
Super dry, bullet points, must have 5 years experience in Java.
And it's usually ignored by anyone who isn't actively hunting for a job. The best people are busy. So imagine Hire Norm integrates this API directly.
So when a recruiter hits publish on a text-based job listing,
the API triggers. It takes that text, it parses the requirements, the culture, and it automatically generates a podcast episode about that specific job.
Okay, wait, I have to play devil's advocate. Is this just a robot reading the text? Because, you know, text-to-speech is old news and it's boring.
No, and that's the Notebook LM gap, the sources mention. Google has Notebook LM, which does those cool conversational audio overviews.
Yeah, where two AI hosts banter. They're surprisingly good.
And they are. But Google has no public API for it. You can't build it into your software. AutoContent API fills that gap. They offer multi-speaker dynamics.
So it creates a dialogue, like a fake interview.
Exactly. It mimics a fireside chat. Hey, did you see this senior Python role at Company X? The benefits look amazing. Yeah, and I noticed they use this specific tech stack.
That is so much more engaging. It turns the job spec into a story.
And it creates what they call mental availability. Imagine a listen on Spotify button right on the job portal. A candidate can listen while they're commuting, at the gym, doing dishes.
You're reaching them in moments where text just can't.
That's it.
I love that. Turning a static ad into a show. But what about video? Strategy number two, video automation. The source material had a pretty staggering stat.
By 2025, video is projected to be, what, 82% of all internet traffic?
82%. So if you aren't doing video, you're basically invisible.
And yet, how many job posts have video? Almost none. Because it's way too expensive to film a video for every single open role.
Right. You can't hire a videographer for a junior accountant opening.
No. But this is where the AutoContent Video Create Shorts endpoint comes in.
Okay.
So Hire Norm could offer a social boost feature. Recruiter posts a job. The system automatically generates a 9.16 vertical video with the highlights.
Perfect for TikTok or YouTube Shorts, but what does it look like? Is it those weird, glitchy AI videos?
No, they're smarter than that. The source says they use faceless channel styles. Mm. So instead of a creepy fake human, it's stock footage, kinetic text, high-quality B-roll with a voiceover.
Ah, so it avoids the uncanny valley. Smart.
Very smart.
Yeah.
It auto-generates subtitles, everything. So suddenly, Hire Norm is giving recruiters a viral asset they can drop right into LinkedIn.
That's huge for employer branding.
Yeah.
But there's another angle here too, right? Explainer videos, but for Hire Norm itself.
Yeah, this is about their own growth. They have a documentation section, right? How to use the tool.
Complex software needs instructions, for sure.
So AutoContent can crawl those help pages and generate 60-second explainer videos. The source notes that embedding video increases dwell time.
How long people stay on the page, which Google loves.
Oh, Google absolutely loves it. And the stat is that pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one.
53 times? That's not a small gain. That's a cheat code.
So Hire Norm attracts more recruiters who post more jobs, which get turned into more content. It's a flywheel.
Okay, let's widen the scope. Strategy three. This feels very relevant for the remote world. Global expansion.
Hire Norm already has LinkedIn Job Sync, it seems, built for this. But language is still a huge barrier.
Right. If I'm a U.S. company, I post in English, even if I'm open to hiring someone in Brazil.
Naturally. And AutoContent supports over 50 languages.
So walk me through that play.
Well, think about the total addressable market. With the API, a company posts a job, and they could just check a box that says global reach.
And then what?
And then the system instantly generates that audio briefing and the video short in Spanish, German, Japanese, Hindi.
Wow, so you're not just broadcasting, you're broadcasting on a global frequency.
Without hiring a single translator or voice actor.
It's just code.
That leads perfectly into the other part of this, newsjacking. I've heard this in marketing, but how does it apply to recruitment?
It's about being relevant in the moment. Recruitment is usually reactive.
I need a person. I post a job.
Exactly. Newsjacking is proactive. Auto content has a social listening feature. It connects to X and Reddit using these deep research agents.
So it knows what people are talking about in real time.
Mm-hmm. So HireNorm sets up an agent to monitor labor market trends. Say layoffs in big tech starts trending on Reddit.
A depressing but very real trend.
A lot of talent suddenly on the market. The system spots it. It instantly generates a market alert podcast or video for the HireNorm blog.
And what does it say?
It analyzes the trend, but crucially, it highlights companies that are currently hiring for those roles on HireNorm.
That is brilliant. So Google just laid off 10,000 people, but these 5 startups on HireNorm are looking for Python devs right now, and you're doing it in minutes. By the time a human writes that blog post, the news cycle is gone.
Speed is the strategy. Okay, let's bring it internal. Strategy 4, candidate experience.
This is a really interesting one. Think about the candidate stress. That coding interview on HireNorm, it's intense.
Interviews are terrifying. You go in blind.
Exactly. So the idea here is to use auto content to generate audio briefings as study guides. You apply for a job, you get an automated email.
Standard stuff.
But the email has a link to a 10-minute AI-generated podcast called How to Ace the Python Interview at Company X.
And where does that content come from?
The API generates it from the company's own public documentation, their engineering blog. It digests their technical style and turns it into advice.
That is such a massive value add for the candidate. I would love that. I feel like they actually want me to succeed.
Right. It just makes the whole experience better.
There's another feature here that feels a bit like sci-fi, but makes sense. Voice cloning.
This addresses the CEO paradox. Candidates want to hear from the leader, right, the vision. But the leader's busy. They can't call every applicant.
Of course not.
So imagine you're a top candidate in the pipeline. You get a personalized audio message from the CEO. Hey, I saw your portfolio, really impressed with your work.
But the CEO didn't actually record it.
The CEO recorded their voice once. The API does the rest. It lets you automate that high-touch, white-glove experience at scale.
Is that a little creepy? Or does it work?
I think if you're transparent about it and the quality is high, which it is now, it conveys the sentiment effectively. It could definitely increase the offer acceptance rate.
Personalized automation, it's becoming real.
It is.
So let's talk technical fit. Why these two platforms? One is for recruiters, one is for devs. Seems like an odd couple.
It's all about philosophy. Both are built for modern technical workflows. HireNorm uses Stripe. It's cloud-based. Auto content is API first. It integrates with Make.com and Zapier.
So you don't need a huge engineering team to build this bridge.
No. Yeah. You could theoretically build a no-code workflow in an afternoon.
Okay, walk me through that. What does that look like?
Step 1, recruiter posts a job on HireNorm. That's the trigger.
Got it.
Step 2, that trigger sends the job data to something like Make.com.
The connector.
Step 3, Make.com sends that text to the auto content API. Step 4, the API makes the podcast, uploads it to Spotify. Step 5, it makes a video short, posts it to LinkedIn.
The result.
Omnichannel ubiquity. You're everywhere, audio, video, text, with zero extra human effort.
It's like giving every recruiter a personal production studio.
For pennies per asset, it's a no-brainer.
So if we zoom out, we started with content saturation, the infinite shelf.
We did.
The takeaway seems to be you can't fight saturation with silence. You have to fight it with volume and relevance.
Exactly. By combining HireNorm structured data with AutoContent's transformation engine, recruitment stops being a manual post and pray process.
Post and pray. I've definitely been guilty of that.
I think we all have. But this turns it into a multimedia broadcast engine. It turns a job board into a media company.
That's a powerful shift in thinking.
And here's a final provocation for you to chew on. We're moving toward the agentic web.
The agentic web? What's that?
Well, think about how search is changing. It's not just keywords. AI agents are starting to index audio and video, just like text. They search the web for us.
Right. I ask my AI to find me a job, and it goes and looks.
So if Google and these future AI agents are listening to audio to find answers, can a company really afford not to have an audio version of every single job opening?
That is a really good question. If the AI can't hear you, do you even exist?
Exactly. If the agent prefers audio and you only have text, you might be invisible to the recruiter of the future. which is an AI.
That gives me chills, actually. It's the next frontier of SEO, audio SEO.
It is. And the tools to build it are right here.
Well, on that note, we are going to wrap this deep dive. If you want to check out the tools we discussed, the links for HireNorm and Auto Content API are in the show notes.
Definitely worth a look if you're in the business of growth.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you on the next one.